Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
Which culminated in him being placed on a non-football injury list.
Excuse me, did you say culminated?
And Chris Ello.
Bubkas. Absolutely bubkas. Nothing.
Didn't, don't know what Bubkas is, but...
Bubkas is
kind of,
nothing.
Kind of confused.
Yeah, Bubkas... I'm sorry, Bubkas is nothing.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Top of the hour to you. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 5:01 is the time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios. Tony Gwynn Jr. getting set for tonight's broadcast. Padres and the San Francisco Giants. Giants won last night 9-1, as you know, handing the Padres their 20th loss in their last 28 games. Somebody tweeted out this afternoon, the Padres have now lost 20 of 28 games, the worst record in the National League. And in that span, six of the losses have been by seven or more runs. Hashtag wow. Who would be mean enough to tweet something like that out?
My goodness. That guy's a jerk, though.
Point.
Oh, wait. That was your tweet that I put
in. Welcome back to the Jerk and Gwen show.
Oh, man. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was me. Come on. The losses that they're getting right now, I mean, the loss is one thing. And I know all losses kind of are created equal, but they're not in the sense that you shouldn't just be getting blown out of every game. And, look, the Cubs, they gave up on the season. So they got blown out in every game for a while. The Nationals, they gave up on the season. The Pirates, they gave up on the season. But you know what? These teams are not getting blown out the way the Padres are getting blown out right now. There's just something wrong with that. I mean, it just shouldn't be happening. I mean, losing 20 of 28 is bad enough, but back-to-back losses by eight runs? Yikes.
I was driving yesterday, listening to the game,
mm-hmm.
and it was the first inning.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I have a good feeling about the Padres tonight. I do.
Well, whatever you do, try not to have that same good feeling tonight.
I'm going to have a terrible feeling about them
tonight.
That would
be much better.
Because it
have
might
a terrible
turn around,
feeling.
But
yeah.
Then we get the one home run, and I'm like, all right, okay, that's fine, whatever.
Can overcome a run or two.
Yeah. And then Evan Longoria hits the 3-run homer, and now they're down 5-0 in the bottom of the first inning. I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah, that's what we've all been asking for the better part of a month now, Scraby, as the Padres sink lower and lower. The only good news I can give you is that the Reds are losing still in Pittsburgh tonight, 3-0 to the Pirates there in the bottom of the fifth inning. So perhaps that continues, opens the door for the Padres to climb back into that wild card spot. All our guests join us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. We mention that even if we don't have a guest. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. If you want a fresh take on what's ailing the Padres, you can always check out our interview earlier today with Mark Sweeney of Bally Sports San Diego. I really like having Mark on, and great interview today. I thought he had some interesting thoughts on what ails the Padres. So if you want to check that out, you can always find it on our website at 973thefansd, and also by downloading the famous Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y, Odyssey app. Download that. Punch in 97.3 The Fan. Throw one more punch and punch in Gwen and Chris, and you can get any interview. You can rewind. You can listen. You can go back and listen to the Big Five today. And as often as you like, you can hear Scraby try to say that Brooks Koepka is a golf star.
Do we want to try to hear that?
Man,
again?
Did you have trouble with that?
Give
one.
Me a second. I'll
wow,
find it.
That was a debacle.
I deserve this one after
that
all
that was a debacle
the stuff.
And a half for somebody that makes fun of every time Tony and I mix up a word.
Exactly.
Yeah, you were way off on that one.
Let me see.
Do you have it there?
It. Yeah, it's right here. But give me a second. Keep talking for a second.
I don't have anything else to say other than that you embarrassed yourself, and I think it's high time you embarrass yourself even further.
Okay. I wish I knew. I should have had this queued up.
All right, that's okay. People can go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app. It's okay. What did you try to say? I forgot.
Oh, wait, here it is. Okay, here it is. Let me. This is me at my worst.
Number one,
PGA Tour star. I was thinking about my opinion. PGA Tour star. Well, I did it again. I just did it again.
That's Scraby.
That's our guy. Tour star is what you're trying to come up with there.
Absolutely.
Yes. Good try, and practice that tonight 100 times fast before you. Lay your head on the pillow. This segment, brand new segment, I'm just making up the name for it now. It's called Sound Around Town. It's the best I could come up with.
We're I kind of like it.
Yeah, it's not bad. We're going to hear from Jace Tingler here. We're going to hear from Joe Musgrove here. We're going to hear from Brady Hoke here. Haven't mentioned the Aztecs today, who are a 7-point underdog Saturday against Utah as they try to make it 3-0. But first, Jace Tingler. Getting us all an update on the injury status surrounding infielder Jake Cronenworth, pitcher Blake Snell.
Crony, yesterday he took some swings off front toss. He's going to get ready now to take some swings off of basically just a BP arm today. Continues to progress, small steps forward each day. Inflammation down, range of motion. His swings were... Yesterday, at least off the front toss, were fairly aggressive. Still the strength in that finger is pretty limited, but he's progressing forward. And Snell's getting a lot of work done kind of currently, like as we speak. So no real update. I can probably have a better update, post game without everything that Snell has done today, because that's currently just started.
Let me take a wild guess. I will tune into Scraby on the post game today, and there will be no better update on either Blake Snell or Jake Cronenworth, because, frankly, Jace Tingler never has an update on the status of his injured players. He just truly doesn't. And I know, Scraby, you are...
I'm not going to say anything.
You're nodding your head, and you're giving me one of those looks.
Stop talking.
But the more you listen to Jace Tingler, the more you're starting to come around to my way of thinking... that he hardly ever tells us anything.
See, it doesn't bother me that he doesn't tell everything, but I'm just not hearing a different tone. I'm just like, it's almost like we're listening to it on loop sometimes.
Yes, it is. It's quite repetitive indeed. All right, here's something that's not repetitive. Joe Musgrove, Padres right-hander today. Nominated as the Padres 2021 nominee for the Great Roberto Clemente Award. I thought this was interesting. Joe was asked today about what he learned about the great Roberto Clemente during his time that Musgrove spent in Pittsburgh, where Clemente played his Hall of Fame career.
The thing about him was complete selflessness. Was always thinking, and it's hard to imagine, being a baseball player now, the stresses that you go through and the attention to detail that you have to have and the complete focus and dedication to what you're doing.
You know, it's almost hard to believe that he was able to do as much as he was away from baseball. You know, that takes an extremely mentally strong person and someone that can see the world in a different light than just being an athlete and a ball player. And then getting to hear his story and learn, you know, everything about who he was and, you know, the relationship that Vera has with the city of Pittsburgh still. And, you know, there's just been so many people along the way that have shared stories and so many experiences that I got to, you know, go through in Pittsburgh. That makes this award a lot more not valuable, I guess, but just it hits me a lot harder now after spending time and really getting to understand. Had I, you know, won this a couple years ago, I probably wouldn't have the same outlook on it. But, you know, that time in Pittsburgh was very valuable. The thing about him just...
That's a great great bit of work there by Joe Musgrove talking about the great Roberto Clemente. I'll be honest with you, Scraby. Clemente was a little before my time. He died in 1972 on New Year's Eve or New Year's morning, delivering goods to the folks in Nicaragua who had just suffered through a horrific earthquake there. And Clemente, I mean, that's what Musgrove was speaking of. This guy was selfless. He was tireless. And he did so many things for Latin American ball players and Latin America in general. But Clemente also is one of my all-time favorite players to watch highlights of. And if you're like me, one of the things you like in baseball, and this is one of my favorite little things in baseball, I love a great throw from right field.
Really?
Like, oh, yeah. Like a throw from the right field fence to the third base bag.
Okay.
Something that is, like, impossible to do. Unless you're Roberto Clemente. There are many highlights of him making throws from the right field fence to home plate, from the right field fence to third base. He had one of the most amazing arms you would ever want to see, and it was accurate, too. And he had great speed, and he had great power. And the one thing that Clemente did, unlike hardly anybody you see today, he hit off the front foot. He actually oftentimes lifted his back foot up in the air. He was a right-handed batter. Imagine that for a second, standing in the batter's box and trying to hit a baseball off your front foot, your left foot, and actually almost picking up your right foot, your back foot.
Seems like you would be robbed of all of your power.
Not Clemente, man. He was something. He was an amazing person, amazing player to watch. And that's a high. You know, like we've said about Pete Maravich.
Mm-hmm.
The great basketball player.
Pistol Pete Maverick?
Pistol Pete Maverick, as Will once famously said.
For long-time listeners of this show, they know exactly
what we're talking about. But Pistol Pete Maverick, I mean, if you look up his highlights, it's fun to watch on YouTube. Same thing for Roberto Clemente. He just played the game with that kind of flair.
I think we, when we were in Cooperstown, we got that private tour with Tony. We ended up seeing his hat and his bat, I believe.
We did, yeah. I took a picture of it,
I was holding it, and I remember they made us wear white gloves because we couldn't touch the artifacts.
Yes, shouldn't be touching and Roberto Clemente's
they
bat.
They were about to hand me his bat, and everybody goes, do not hand him his bat. And they still handed me the bat, and I didn't drop it, you jerks.
I didn't think you belonged holding Roberto Clemente's bat.
Knowing me, I would have, like, dropped it, and it would have, like, bounced.
Splintered into a thousand pieces.
And then fallen into an incinerator.
Yeah. That would be possible with you. All right, final trip around town here with our sound. Brady Hoke, the head coach of the San Diego State Aztecs. Football team getting set to take on Utah, 4 o'clock Saturday. Aztecs 2-0. 7-point underdog, despite the fact they've been very good, have the Aztecs against Pac-12 teams with 6 wins in the last 5 years. How has that happened, Brady Hoke?
We got a tough opponent, and we got to play.
I think I played the wrong one.
Oh, you did play the wrong one. We're going to play that one next.
Yeah, here's the one you want.
Well, I think we've won 10 games. Somewhere in there, you know, 6 times. Been a very good football team. I just think, you know, it's you're going out there trying to prepare to win every game, and sometimes you do and sometimes you don't.
I think what he was kind of getting at was that, you know what, the reason the Aztecs have won so many games against Pac-12 schools in the last 5 years is just because they've won so many games, period.
That's true.
You win all your, you know, win a majority of your games, some Pac-12 schools are going to fall on the schedule, and they've been beating them. But this opponent, Utah, was in the top 25, just fell out of the top 25, but they still present a stern test on Saturday.
We got a tough opponent, and we got to play a heck of a lot better as a football team this week than we did last week. Our improvement from week one to week two was good, not great. We've got to play better across the board. We know we can't have 8 penalties, which that's not smart football, and that's not a smart football team. A lot of fundamentals we need to correct across the board when you look at it, and that's what Monday we really want to look at fundamentals and make sure that we're improving. And we got to improve every place, you know, that we are. The opponent obviously speaks for themselves. They're, you know, they're a physical football team. And, you know, Kyle's done a great job. And so we got to get ready.
Utah got beat up physically in their loss to BYU last week. So we'll see if the Aztecs can find an edge somewhere along the offensive and defensive lines. By the way, good coach speak there from Brady Hoke talking about this Utah game. But I really should have asked the question to Scraby. So here we go.
Oh, man.
I don't mean to put him on the spot.
You are, though.
But I am. Scraby, not Brady Hoke, but Scraby Hoke. What do you think about your team's chances this weekend against Utah?
Well, we're going to go out there and we're going to give it 110%. And I really think that my team has just been playing really well. Thank you for asking.
Pretty good, Scraby. Pretty good.
I was doing that in the break, and I didn't know Chris was going to put me on the spot.
Pretty good Brady Hoke. You don't do a bad Brady Hoke at all.
Oh, thanks.
All right, we'll take a timeout on the program. We'll check traffic for you. Then we come back, Daily Gambit stuff. And we're heading our way toward the Padre pregame show, which gets underway at 5:45 today. Padres and Giants at 6:45. Jake Arrieta. I'll tell you one thing. I don't know about you out there, but you know, when I've lost 20 of 28 games, I feel a lot more comfortable when I'm sending my starting pitcher to the mound with a 7.04 ERA.
Okay, all right. We're going down the rabbit hole over here. It's
feeling
time.
Pretty good about my chances tonight, but come on, guy. Look. I've done everything else. I have been positive. I've tried.
He put up a video of him with the swag chain on.
That's right, my swag chain video, and I took some heat for that as well.
And
people like, what's the matter with you? What are you just? You're jinxing the team. I'm like, give me a. Would you stop it, please?
The team is already.
Anything that I'm doing is not having any effect on this team whatsoever.
And also,
they're losing all by themselves. Thank you.
And also, for all those people that said they were losing because Fernando was in the outfield, he's been at the shortstop position for 4 games now, and they're still losing.
They haven't won any of those games, right?
Yeah.
All right, you wanted to get that in.
I did. I did. I'm being a jerk today.
You got it in. Well done. I thought I was the jerk. Well, the two jerks. Yes. We continue with more Gwen and Chris next on 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the show. Brady Hoke and Chris Ello here on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, what's
thanks
going on,
Thanks for popping
Chris?
In.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me, Chris.
All right.
Really appreciate it.
That's enough. It was good.
That hurts my voice.
It was good, but yeah, you're doing a pretty good job on the Brady Hoke.
We're not making fun of Brady Hoke.
Of course
not. It's like the only impression I can do.
Hey, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Yes, it is.
As they say. We love Coach Hoke around here. No question. 5:25 is the time. Chris Ello and Scraby Hope, Hoke over there. And Tony Gwynn Jr., of course, getting ready for tonight's broadcast. Padres and Giants. Hey, look, the only good news I got, I'm going to keep giving it to you. 6-0 now, Pirates over the Reds in the bottom of the fifth inning. So maybe that's opportunity knocking for the Padres, perhaps.
Sure is.
If they can find a way to just win one game, they could go back into possession of the wild card spot because it looks like the Reds are going to go down tonight in Pittsburgh, where, of course, everybody just expects the Reds to beat them every single time, and you still have to play the games.
Hey, let's say this.
Yeah.
At least this week, the Padres have lost to the best team in baseball.
Oh, that makes me feel so much better.
The Reds are losing right now to one of the worst teams in baseball.
Yeah, well, the Padres have done that plenty of times this year. They lost, what, 4 games to the Pirates this year, or 3 at least?
They
lost 11 games to the Rockies. They lost 8 games to the Diamondbacks. Believe me, the Padres have done their share of losing to bad teams.
You didn't need to poke holes through my entire
theory.
Yeah. I didn't need to.
Which NFL team's top 3 are scared the most after week 1?
What do you mean?
That their team just is going to be nowhere near as good as they thought they were going
to
be.
First one that comes to mind, Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills. Good call. I didn't even have them in my top 3.
Really?
Yeah, I guess it's because I just believe they're going to be really good. But losing that game to Pittsburgh certainly should get Buffalo's attention. The prognosticators, everybody had them going to the Super Bowl this year, and they certainly stubbed their toes against Pittsburgh in that first game.
I know who you're going to have on the list, too.
My number 3 team would be the Bears.
The Bears.
A lot of people think they're going to be good, and they just get routed, and they got to get Justin Fields in their quarterback. Andy Dalton's a good guy, but he's not going to win any games for you in Chicago. And they got a lousy coach. And I think the Bears are headed for a bad season. Although the Rams might just be that good, so we'll have to see. Number 2 team that has to be freaking out a little bit is the Packers. You can chalk it up to just one of those days, but Aaron Rodgers doesn't have one of those days. Like,
no.
He can have a bad day, but he's not supposed to have a game like that. 38-3?
I think it was.
Yeah, 38-3. My goodness. The Packers and the Falcons were the only teams that did not score a touchdown in week 1. And Green Bay, of course, was in the NFC Championship game each of the last 2 years.
Yeah, they were.
And they just get crushed like that. But I think the team that has the biggest concern of all, because I think the Packers can bounce back. They play Monday night against the Lions, so my guess is they'll find what ails them. But I think the team that really has the biggest concern after week 1 is the Titans. The team that won a division last year, added Julio Jones. I mean, they got Derrick Henry. They got A.J. Brown. They got all the makings. But you know what the Titans don't have? They don't have a defense that knows how to defend in the red zone. They had the worst red zone defense in football last year, and Kyler Murray just carved them up something silly the other day. And beyond that, how do you win a game when your offensive line gives up 5 sacks to 1 player?
You can't.
You can't. I mean, Derrick Henry only ran for about 3 yards the other day. I mean, it was a complete breakdown in all phases of the game for the Tennessee Titans, and this is a team that I think a lot of people thought would be challenging Buffalo, Kansas City, in the AFC, and maybe they still will. But
I know that you
it
can't.
It did not look good last week.
You can't say that a team is going to come into their first game of the year and overlook a team, but that's exactly what it looked like the Titans were doing.
Yeah, shouldn't have overlooked Kyler Murray. All right, let's get to our daily gambit. We got a few minutes left.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your sex. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, our Daily Gambit, the daily sports betting segment that we do here on Gwen and Chris. And we're going to make some baseball bets. I mean, let's just be honest. Football bets and basketball bets are way easier than baseball bets right now in the season.
Yeah.
But we have been pretty good at the over-under on the strikeouts. We haven't been good at the other ones, like the three-way money lines or pick the player to hit the home run type of thing.
Well, we've been trying to find some happiness for the Padres.
We have.
And in doing so, we've lost our shirts gambling on them.
I've lost my home. I've lost everything.
Scraby's living in the
I'm living in the
lobby here.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So let's start with what we did last night. We bet on Yu Darvish in his over-under on the strikeout, and it was 6. And we both said over.
Yeah.
So,
he gave up that many runs in the first inning almost.
Almost, almost.
So that was almost right.
And then we picked Fernando Tatis Jr. to have over-under 1.5 hits in the game, and we both picked over. He did have one. But it's not two.
That and $5 will get you a cup of coffee.
Okay. It actually will these days.
Yeah.
And then we did three-way money line, the five-inning edition, and basically whoever's winning after five innings is who's going to win this bet. You said Padres. I said tie. Neither of us were right.
It was kind of the Giants, wasn't it?
It was the Giants. They were
way ahead after five innings.
So that's what we did last night. And
hey, look at it this way. Austin Adams didn't hit a batter last night. Emilio Pagan didn't give up a home run last night. A lot of positives to take out of that 9-1 drubbing.
Either, I guess if you want us to look at it that way, we can look at it that way.
That's about it.
But tonight is another night, Chris. And
yes, it is.
You never know when this season's going to turn around. And I know that people are probably rolling their eyes when I say that, but you never know. So, we are going to pick the over-under on the strikeouts for tonight. And I actually think this line that we have for Jake Arrieta is a decent line to bet on. And we'll get to him in 1 second. But we're going to start with the Giants starting pitcher, Anthony DeSclafani. He is over-under 4.5 strikeouts. I'll go first today, and I'll say he goes under. He's been pitching well. But there's been some hiccups in his second half. So I'll
not against the Padres. I'll go over.
You'll go over.
Yeah.
Mr. Negative.
Last night I was Mr. Positive. Did that do any good?
No, it didn't. Then Jake Arrieta, his over-under is 2.5. So I think that's a pretty decent over-under. But what do you think, Chris, on the strikeout?
Well, the line of 2.5 strikeouts shows how long they think he's going to be in the game.
Which is like 3 innings, 4 innings.
But my God, you're a major league pitcher. You've got to be able to get more than 2.5 strikeouts in a start. I'll go over.
I'm going to go over, too. I know that Jake Arrieta hasn't been the answer and he won't be the answer, but I don't think he's been terrible.
Well, they can't afford to take him out in the first or second inning. They just don't have enough relief, so he's got to pitch at least 4 or 5 innings somehow.
Yes,
somehow. Way.
As long as he doesn't get hurt. But it was the game, what game did he do? Was it last week where all these games are blending in together now? But he pitched pretty well, and then he gave up that home. Oh, it was the Astros. And he gave up the home run to Carlos Correa. And it was like good 4 innings of shutout ball, and then that home run it opened the floodgates for him. So there is some good pitching in him. There is. So I'm going to go over.
7.04 ERA. That does not sound like good pitching, but we'll
that
see.
That does not sound like good pitching.
No.
All right. So the other, you know, we're going to bet on some college football right now.
Okay.
We're going to get ahead of it. There's a game on Thursday, and it's between Ohio University and the Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns.
Ah, okay.
The Ragin' Cajuns, I believe,
should
are
be
ranked
at least a 21-point favorite in this game.
It's a 20-point favorite.
Man, I'm 20. Pretty good.
Are you going to become a bookie?
I should.
All right.
That was pretty good.
So, a 20-point favorite. Chris, who do you have in this one?
I saw Ohio lost a game to a FCS school last week. Like, you know, I don't know who
Handily?
It was.
Handily?
They still lost, so.
Yeah.
I got to believe a ranked team at home, 3 touchdowns. I'll take Louisiana. Give the points.
I'm going to do the same because the Ragin' Cajuns were, at one point they were ranked. So they're a pretty good team. And if Ohio's losing to an FCS school, I don't think that the Raging Cajuns are going to lose.
Yeah, but you didn't know that if I didn't tell you.
That's true. I wouldn't have known that.
No.
The other one, I saw this. I just was going through the Mountain West bets and some of the other college football bets. And this school, or Texas A&M, is at home to New Mexico on Saturday.
Rocky Long, baby!
Yeah, yeah. Well, Texas
A&M...
How
many points, Rocky, getting 32?
The seventh-ranked team in the country, Texas A&M.
Yep.
Are favorites by 29.5 points.
Again, I was fairly close.
So I'm going to say that Texas A&M does not win by more. I'm going to pick New Mexico just because 29.5 points is a lot.
Well, I'm going to pick New Mexico just because I love Rocky Long, man.
Is that right?
I mean, yes. Is Rocky
right?
Long's one of my all-time favorite people anywhere, anyhow.
Competitors don't make excuses. They just make plays.
Attaboy, Rocky.
They just make plays.
Yeah, and they don't lose by 29.5 points either.
No.
So.
I'm going to go with New Mexico for that one.
Me too.
All right. Now I need to pick the score of the game.
For tonight, Scraby still 0 for the season, correctly picking the score of a Padre game. He's going to give it another shot here tonight.
I don't know why you're laughing.
Running out of time on September the 14th, but hey, it's never too late. All right, what are you picking tonight, Scrabe?
Well,
last night you went 6-4 Padres. That didn't quite turn out.
No, it was over before it even started.
Yeah, pretty much. That's right. You only gave the Giants 4 runs last night,
yeah.
And they got 5 in the first inning, so you were done.
At the caution of Padres fans out there, I'm going to choose the Giants tonight, and I'm going to switch my...
You
strategy.
Have picked the Padres about 60 games in a row, and it has not been working
it
for
has
you.
Not worked whatsoever. So I'm going to pick the Giants to win tonight, and hopefully it may switch
the
mojo.
Might pay off. All right.
And I'm going to pick them to win by, I think it's going to be 8-6.
8-6 Giants tonight, says Scraby.
8-6.
Going for a slugfest by the Bay.
Yes, of course.
All right, Scraby says Giants 8, Padres 6. That we know will not be the final score. But stay tuned anyway. The Padre pregame show is coming up next. Tomorrow on the program, John Heyman joins us, and we'll have our NFL picks for week 2 a day early this week, so make sure you tune in tomorrow. For Tony Gwynn Jr., Mr. Scraby, or Brady Hoke, I'm Chris Ello. Enjoy Padre baseball next. We'll see you tomorrow at 3 on 97.3 The Fan.
Join me for postgame tonight after the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.